Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and that's it, and Zayin and Aleph from Maseches, no, Zayin and Ches, I'm sorry, Zayin and Ches of the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim. So after saying Asher Galana, so we continue through the Seder, so we drink the second cup of wine, and you eat matzah maror, and then you have the meal. So Shiloh, when do you say the Baruch Piagafen by Asher Galana? Normally, when you say a bracha ala kos, the Baruch Piagafen comes first, and then the bracha that goes along with it. In most Haggadahs, if I'm not mistaken, they mistakenly put it in the opposite order. They have the Baruch Piagafen after the bracha of Asher Galanu. I think Mordechai Rabbi Rav Shechter points out that is a mistake, that it should be Baruch Piagafen, then the bracha of Asher Galanu. But anyway, Mazgalo Koshlishi, so then they pour the third cup of wine, Mevarich al Mizono, and then he says the bracha of Birchas HaMazon, Revi'i, and then they make they pour the fourth cup of wine, and Gomer Lav Sahalel, and then they say the whole Halel, Va'omer Lav, Birchas Hashir, and then they say the Birchas Hashir. The Gemara has two opinions, and what does that mean? What is Birchas Hashir? So one opinion is that it's Yahalucha and Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Muhulal Batishbachos, and the other is that it's Nishmas Kol Chai, and goes through Yishtabach. So that's the Birchas Hashir. So now we have two of these kosos are drunk before the Shulchan Aruch, before the meal, and two after the Su'udah. So the Mishnah talks about, are you allowed to drink in between, you know, during the Su'udah, so Bein HaKosos HaLadu, between these two sets of kosos, meaning between the first two and the last two, Imrotz HaLishtos Yishteh. If you want to drink more wine, you're allowed to do so, because you're allowed to drink wine during your meal, together with the food. We're not worried that you're going to get drunk from that. Bein Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishteh. But in between the third and the fourth cup, you should not drink more wine, because then you're likely to become drunk, because you're not eating any food along with it, and if you do that, you're not going to be able to finish Hallel, which is one of the mitzvahs to do on the night of the Seder. Now, between the first and the second cup, you're not supposed to drink, because we certainly don't want you to get drunk then, and then you're going to miss most of the mitzvahs of the Seder. So now the Mishnah goes on. Mishnah Ches talks about a halacha that applies at the very end of the Seder. Ve'in maftirin achar ha-pesach afikomen. You're not allowed to end the meal after eating the Korban Pesach by having some sort of dessert after the Korban Pesach. You're supposed to have tam matzah bepiv. A person is supposed to have the tam of matzah in their mouth the night of the Seder. So therefore, we're Tam Pesach B'Piv in the Mishnayos, but for us, it's the matzah of the Afikomen, what we call the Afikomen, that matzah should remain in our mouth. So that's the halacha of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. Now, we do drink a cup of wine after the Afikomen, so obviously, it's not only the Tam of the Afikomen that you have in your mouth at the end of the Seder, and that's the whole discussion, whether you're allowed to brush your teeth after the Seder. I mean, is it that you're not allowed to put anything else in your mouth, or no? It's just a nice way of saying that you're not supposed to eat any other food. So it's very likely that you are allowed to brush your teeth afterwards. But anyway, consult your local Orthodox rabbi. So now, we're going to talk about something that relates to the Korban Pesach. If a person starts eating the Korban in one place, so you're not allowed to go finish it in a second place. So the Chum say that even someone who fell asleep while they ate is not allowed to continue when they wake up, because that's like eating in a second place. So the Mishnah has a machlokas about that. Yashnu miksasan yochlu. If some members of a group fell asleep, but other members of that group stayed awake, then even the ones who fell asleep can go back and eat when they wake up, because it's as if you left someone there, and therefore you're still part of that group the whole time. But kulan lo yochlu. If everybody fell asleep, then they cannot continue to eat when they wake up. However, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi, is more limiting. He says, Nisnamnemu yochlu. If the few people who fell asleep just dozed off a little bit, then they can continue to eat when they wake up. But nirdemu, if they fell into a deep sleep, then even though they left other people at the table, lo yochlu, then they're not allowed to continue to eat afterwards. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, if you fell asleep, you could continue to eat only if it was just like a short nap, and you have some people still left at the table. But a deep sleep, or not having people at the table, is enough to make it like a shinrei makom, where you're not allowed to do that. So, but according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't make a difference whether you dozed or had a deep sleep. Either way, as long as some people are still left at the table, then it's okay. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we learned that they poured the third cup of wine, and you make a birch samazon. The fourth cup of wine, you say halalan, and you say birch sashir. We according to opinions, what Birch Shir means. Between the third and fourth cup, you're allowed to drink. But I'm sorry, between the I said that between the first two and the last two cups, meaning the second and third cup, you're allowed to drink, but between the third and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink because there's no food that goes along with it, so we're afraid that a person is going to get drunk. Mishnah Ches, we said that the very last thing you eat at the Seder should be the Korban Pesach, and for us nowadays it would be the Afikomen, and if some of the people fell asleep during the Seder, so it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Tanakama says that as long as some people didn't fall asleep and stayed at the table, it's fine, they could continue eating. And Rabbi Yossi says that if it depends what kind of sleep it was, you need some people to have remained at the table and not fallen asleep, plus it had to have only been a short nap, dozing off. But if either there were people not left at the table, or it was a more shenas keva, then you are not allowed to continue eating, because that's considered to be a shinui makom in middle of eating the karban. Okay, but from tomorrow we will pick up with the last mishnah. That will actually be the last mishnah of Maseches Pesachim, as well as the first mishnah of Maseches Shkalim.